Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, I just want to tune in with you all. I'm Christine, Mama of Many, and I just sense that the Lord, as he poured into me in my bed the other night, would have me to pour out to you a prophetic word that he gave to me, which was and which is. Never forget that he is the one who was, our great almighty God, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He is the one who is, and he is the one who is to come. The Lord, he has dealt with your past. He is in your present, and he, his very presence is your present to keep on unpacking. And he has gone before you into your future. And the Lord would say, as he spoke to me, your windfall is about to make landfall. I can sense for so many of the children of God, you have wrestled. You have been through the pain of the past. You have suffered that rejection. You have given all. I am speaking to those right now, pastors, leaders, children of the Most High God, who have given all over recent years for the call and for the cause of Christ. And the Lord would say to you, oh, receive all of the love he has for you right now. He would say to you, well done, good and faithful one. He would also say to you, hey, it has felt like the sword of the enemy has come against you to destroy you. But by the word of the Lord, he would say, he has gone before you. He will destroy every enemy. And that which the enemy meant for evil in your life, the Lord is about to turn around for good. You are going to see a divine turnaround, not by your might or by your power, but by the very Spirit of the Lord. Because I sense the Lord would say to his children in these days that we are now entering into, nothing else will cut it but the word and the sword of the Spirit. The word and the sword of the Lord are going forth in power in this decade, literally, of the mouth. And this year of the very breath, the Spirit of God, that it means in the year 5785. I'm not about to go into and elaborate that. I've done that on previous downloads for you. But what I am going to say is just to release again, the sword of the word of the Lord is going forth from his mouth. It's going to go out through your mouth, and God's word in your mouth is as powerful as his word in his very mouth, because he has made the two one. We have been united through Christ. I love that when Jesus was about to ascend to his Father, he said to his own, I am ascending to my God and to your God, to my Father and to your Father. We have the very DNA of God Almighty within us. We are born again of the Spirit of God through the blood of Jesus. We are now not of our natural bloodline, which is so corrupt, which has been so sin infested, but we are of the bloodline of Jesus, and he is the one who makes all things new for me and for you. And wow, you can tell that this message today, the place the Lord has had me in the last couple of weeks, oh, it has been a deep place. It has been a transformational place. And I'm going to try and just unpack a very little today, because what I sense to release today is prophetically the word of the Lord. And what I'm going to release to you in the days ahead is what the Lord has been revealing to me in this place of living in the Spirit. We've often heard of it. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We know that from the scriptures. But increasingly, the Lord is showing us that the only way we can lead in life, we can lead our families, we can lead in our workplaces, we can lead in society is as we are led by the Spirit of God that is within us. I thank the Lord that He is opening up a new and living way for us. And what's more, some call it the Spirit life. We call it kingdom living. I've got a whole new word for it, and it's four-dimensional living. It's the four-dimensional life. And it's the life where we are no longer contained within the three dimensions of this world, but we are released. We know His freedom. We know His kingdom. We know our King's dominion and the three-dimensional realm, which is a realm and a world that we live in, which everything is measurable by. We can measure height, length, depth. We measure even success. Oh, you're measured, aren't you, by what you drive? You're measured by results, exam results, or results in business. Everything is measurable. But the Lord is coming today, and He's saying, I've got a new living way. It's not so new. It's from times past and for eternity. It's my eternal ways. For it speaks in Jeremiah 6 to stand at the crossroads of life, to stop. Sometimes we've got to stop in our tracks, and literally over recent weeks, the Lord has stopped me in my tracks. I've loved this scripture, but the Lord has unpacked and opened, and such a cry has gone out from within my spirit that I may truly stop. Stand at the crossroads and look, see. In this year 5785, which means to behold, whoa, to see. The Lord is about to unpack so much for us, so much that has previously been concealed. We are about to see, and for the Lord is about to make known to us, and it's about to be revealed, those eternal works, wonders, ways, those timeless ways of the Lord. As we stop, as we stand at the crossroads, we look around us in our three-dimensional world. We look to the left, we look to the right, we look ahead of us. But the scripture saying is a parallel verse in Proverbs 8. It speaks about wisdom cries at the crossroads of life. We are called to look up, because what I saw is if we just keep looking out at those crossroads, the traffic is so furious, the noise is so ferocious, the danger is so enormous. So the Lord calls us higher. He calls us to look up, like it says in Proverbs 8, and then in the beautiful scripture there in Jeremiah 6, where we're called to stand at the crossroads to look. Oh God, God is calling us to behold, to look up, to see differently now, continually, to look up, to see and see. And the Lord would say that He is going to cause you to see divinely. You are going to see supernaturally. The Lord would say that as you stop at the crossroads, as you look up, you will see differently, continually, because the Lord would say, stand at the crossroads and look and see. For the Lord is about to take us on a way that we have never been before. The Lord would say, stand at those crossroads and look and ask for the eternal paths. It actually says, ask for the ancient paths, for the old paths. Well, when you look that in Hebrew, it actually means the eternal ways that have been. Oh, time has gone on at the rate of knots from the Garden of Eden, hasn't it? From when all things to Adam and Eve were pure, beautiful, perfect, power-packed, eternal, kingdom, godly living. But now we have to return. We have to stop in our tracks, not be taken out by all the ways of this world, but to ask for His higher way. That's what it means. Ask for the eternal paths. Ask for those ancient paths that are becoming so obsolete and so unknown to us. Ask for those ways, those ancient ways. And then the Lord says that we walk in them. Because as we walk, to walk means to make progress. The Lord says this is a season of divine acceleration, that the Lord is going to cause us to accelerate in His kingdom ways, in His high ways. He's created high ways for His children to walk in. I didn't even intend to say this to you today. I'm just pouring out from the reality of my spirit. That's why I don't even have those scriptures literally to hand, but I'm going with the flow of what the Lord has been doing and flowing into me. And I've been crying out to him for those eternal paths, those eternal ways once more, because I believe that the restoration of all things is at hand. And the Lord wants us now to not be dominated, to be, we were made to live in this 3D world. What was lost to us in the Garden of Eden, that four-dimensional living of living from God's kingdom, the expansiveness to then being confined to this world constraints, has been restored to us through the cross. And what's more, God is causing and he is restoring to his church. Jesus said, I came to seek and save that which was lost. Yes, that means souls. Oh, but it means so much more. In the Greek, it actually means that which was lost, that which was lost to us, those ancient ways, those eternal ways of God, those expansive ways, that four-dimensional living. And in fact, because I've gone off on a different vein, and the Holy Spirit can have the Holy Spirit's way in every way in my life, I just want to share with you a beautiful scripture that illustrates this from Ephesians 1, and kicking in from, say, verse 16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He wants us to know him, to know his ways. He is about to reveal his wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the revelation from on high, and make it known to us, that the eyes of our understanding, our natural eyes, would be enlightened. We will see differently in this year of behold. We're going to behold the Lord. We're going to behold his eternal works, wonders, ways, paths. We're going to behold those timeless realms of the Spirit. The four-dimensional living is what the Lord is calling and drawing us to, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Are you hearing him calling you? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? And I sense the Lord would say that he is, it goes on and it says, Jesus is seated far above, verse 21, all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. Just as Adam and Eve were called to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, to subdue, we are taking back all that Jesus died to give us, all that the Father gave to us and more. We are going to multiply at this time in through his eternal ways and purposes for our lives. We are going to be fruitful. We are going to replenish and we are going to subdue. For Jesus, he could subdue storms. The sea was subject to his command. So is it with you and me. He called Peter to step out of that boat. Well, the Lord is calling you and me today. He's giving us a beautiful invitation. Come walk with me on water. Come walk with me on water. He's inviting you to the miraculous life of his Spirit, to four-dimensional living, where you are no longer confined by the constraints of all that is in this world, of gravity, of all the storms of life, but where we are like Christ. We are seated with him in heavenly places. He has given us all authority. And just as Jesus could walk on the water, just as Peter, as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he defied the natural laws of third dimensional, three dimensional living. He defied all of that and he was able to walk miraculously on water. God is going to take us where we've never been before in these days. This is his double portion power that is being poured out in this hour for on those who are hungry, those who are thirsting for righteousness. Kingly and priestly living, where we've got the double portion. We're kings and priests. We minister before him, and as we minister before him, then and only then can we minister effectively through him to the people he so loves. He has given us that kingly rule and reign that we will, we are going to dominate, take dominion in Jesus' name over the works of darkness that have been dominating so many destructively. But we're going to rise in the creative, in the reconstructive, in the healing, in the miraculous power of Christ at this time. We're going to release his kingdom, the king's dominion, all around us in this four-dimensional living. I press on towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's fourth-dimensional living, pressing onwards, upwards, for the highest calling, that we're going to rule and reign over our circumstances, and our circumstances will never rule and reign over the children of God again. We are going to make progress. This is divine acceleration time for the children of God in Jesus' mighty name. So living in the fourth dimension, it's recognizing that there is a dimensional realm of the kingdom of God that is available and is accessible to you and me, that is not dependable on that which is measurable. I believe it's the eternal realm. I believe God has placed eternity in each and every one of our hearts, as Ecclesiastes 3 tells us. I believe that just as there's a realm outside of time, distance, space, and matter, it's the eternal realm. We are no longer as human beings, and because of sin and the fall, where we got locked into this measurable three-dimensional realm whereby it's like a prison and we can be trapped. Ever felt like that? Sometimes you haven't understood what you were feeling. There's just got to be more. Well, the Lord is shaking you out of this containment zone into his endless eternal living zone. You are being invited to walk on water today, to rise above every storm, to rise with him above it all, to rule and to reign. That's what it means. In the three-dimensional reign, I put here, man is often contained within it. Man lives within, and God, yes, God created us to live, to move, to be able to breathe within this three-dimensional realm, but he did not create us to be dominated and to be subjected to just three dimensions. But we are called to have access to become God-like. We were created in the image and in the likeness of God. And that is why he is, get this truth now, he is ultimately spirit. God has created us first and foremost when we are born again of the Spirit of God, as I said at the beginning of this download and this broadcast, broadcasting the Father's love and will and purposes for every one of us right now. We were born again of the Spirit of God through the blood of Jesus. And with that, the Lord is showing us that he wants us back again, to return. The word repent means return. To return to him, to return to his ways, his purposes, his likeness, his image. We have been made. Increasingly, God desires for us to go onwards and upwards to Christ's likeness. Our characters continually being transformed into the very character of Christ. And that is where we're going to know this ultimate fourth dimensional living, as I've been calling it. The Lord would say that you have dominion to walk through those limitations that have existed. We see in this three-dimensional realm that we can often be dominated by time, by distance, by all of these different containments. We are measured by time, distance. You can measure time, you can measure distance, you can measure height, you can measure depth. Science, maths is based on measure, and that's the three-dimensional realm that we're contained within, but no more. For Jesus died to raise us up. He broke through the dimensions of space and time. He went to hell. He took the keys of hell. He went below and he broke through, and he has now, those who are crucified with Christ. When we see ourselves as crucified with Christ, we can see ourselves, as the scriptures show us, resurrected with Christ. So crucified with him, we become one with him in death. We are resurrected with him, we become one with him in resurrection. Don't leave it there, because we also become one with him. We are co-seated with Christ, ascended with him in heavenly places. That's the fourth dimensional realm. That's living, ascended with him, the ascended life that Christ has died to give to us. I didn't mean to introduce this today. I didn't mean to say any of this today. What I meant to give you today, and again, it's from me being seated with him in that ascended life this week. Just the other night, the Holy Spirit gave me a prophetic word, and I'm going to get back to that prophetic word right now. But I pray I put a hunger within you to rise and ascend with him, to know that the Lord desires for you to know what is the length, the breadth, what is the depth, but also what are the heights. That's the fourth dimension, not just beyond, not just encased within the length, breadth and depth of living and life in this third three-dimensional realm, but the heights, the fourth dimensional realm of kingdom living, living seated with him, co-seated with Christ, ruling and reigning, living that ascending and descending life where, yes, we are in body form, but we are connected to all that is available to us of the heavenly realm through the Holy Spirit once more, who has been poured out upon us, who is within us, and who is releasing all of the glory of God and the expansive life, the heavenly life, the four-dimensional life, the spirit life that we are being invited to right now, the life of the Spirit. The wind of the Spirit is blowing, and I want to now, I hope I've had no intention, as I said, of sharing that, but let me now just give you, in these few moments we have remaining, the download the Lord gave me on the evening of Wednesday, the 23rd of October. I sensed through the night the Lord say, like a hurricane, the storms are bringing a windfall that is about to make landfall into the laps of the children of the Lord. What does that look like for you? If it's financial, if it's a family miracle, if it's a breakthrough in a battle that you have been going through. I have seen in the realms of the Spirit that many of God's children have been battling for the past 7 to 10 years. There's been an almighty battle trying to derail us from the highest calling now in these last days that the Lord is bringing us into, this fourth dimensional living, ruling, reigning. God has been trying to take out with doubt many of his, the devil has been trying to take out with doubt many of the children of God, but he has lost. Because those who have come through this last 7 to 10 year period, the Lord says it's all for the next 10 years, which is to come. You are going to be living above and beyond your wildest dreams. No limitations for those who would believe and who would receive the word of the Lord today. The Lord says that the storms which have been swirling, those hurricane-like storms over the last 7 to 10 years against your life, are about to bring the windfall of blessing and breakthrough and favour your way. They have only been accelerating the blessing, carried on the winds of the Spirit that are going to fall into your lap. Just like in the camp of the children of Israel, the Lord caused the quail to be blown, it says, from the storm of the sea. The storms of the sea, I believe that's like a hurricane, but it caused quail, we can read in the Old Testament, quail to fall into the camp of the children of Israel. And I will refer to that verse as we go on. In fact, if I can find it here for you quickly now, Numbers 11, 18 to 23, you can read that. And where Moses even responded when God said that he was going to cause, it was famine. If they were living in the desert, in the wilderness, the children of Israel felt desperate. What have we left Egypt for? What's it all been for? Many of the children of God, you've been feeling like that. You've paid the price. You've made the sacrifice. You've obeyed all the way. Well, for you, the Lord would say today, just as he said to Moses, there's going to be no lack. He was going to cause all of this this quail to fall into. Moses is looking, thinking, well, God, how's that gonna work? It's going to take, you know, I've got 600,000 foot soldiers here with me. And yet you say that you're going to give them meat for a whole month. The Lord's response was, Moses said, even if we caught all the fish of the sea, would that be enough? And the Lord's response to Moses was, then the Lord said in verse 23, has my arm lost its power? Now you will see whether or not my word comes true. The Lord is about to do such an amazing and a mighty work for you and through you in Jesus' name. I sense the Lord would say, blessing blockers are being removed. How we remove those blessing blockers is repentance. It's in coming, that word returning. Repentance is returning to the Lord, to his ways. Consecrate yourselves today, for tomorrow, the Lord would say, I will do mighty works and wonders among you. Blessing blockers removed. So we're going to make sure all sin is removed from our lives through the precious, powerful blood of Jesus. Whatever he says to us, we will do it. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let's not try and justify any piece of sin in our lives, because that will take the peace of God out of our lives. Secondly, burden bearers are being released. The Lord is lifting the burden off many of your shoulders that you've carried. Many of you, not just for months, but for years. And bondage breakers arise. Just as we read in Isaiah 10, in that day, this is the day, the burden shall be lifted off your shoulders and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed. Every bondage, every blessing blocker, every burden that you have been carrying and you have been bearing, the Lord says it's now going to be lifted off you, and every bondage and every blessing blocker removed and destroyed for you by the anointing, by the power of the Holy Spirit, who's coming mightily upon his own and upon his church in these days, in Jesus' mighty name. So the Lord said to me, windfall is about to make landfall. I heard the Lord say that the windfall that is about to make landfall, as you now earth and manifest the promises of God in, for, and through your life. I looked up what a windfall meant, and in the dictionary it says an apple or other fruit blown down from a tree or bush by the wind. A large amount of money that is won or that is received unexpectedly. The Lord would say, as he said to me through this, get ready to expect the unexpected. Get ready for the suddenlies of God, just like the quail that would be blown in. The storm from the sea just caused the blessing to be blown in, the provision, the power to be blown in to the children of God back in Moses' day. And how much more shall it be in this, our day, now that Jesus has come the first time, he's getting ready to come the second time, and the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon his church, and the Lord is about to birth incredible works and wonders through each and every one of us. It means, I then looked up, what's the meaning of landfall? It's an arrival at land after you've been on a long journey by air or by sea. And then it also means, secondly, and the Holy Spirit spoke prophetically to me through this, a collapse of a mass of land, a landslide, a landfall that had blocked off the river centuries back. I believe, as I read that example given in the dictionary, the Holy Spirit arrested my spirit and spoke to me. And get ready to receive this powerfully for your life and situation. I'm believing by the word of the Lord, through the power of the winds of the Holy Spirit now, for divine breakthroughs in that which has been covered up, that which has been concealed. There is going to be a release of blessings, even going back generations, because as there has been those blockages, just like the dictionary example was given here, a landfall had blocked off the river centuries back, a landfall, it can mean that collapse of a mass of land. Well, God is coming to uncover. He is coming to set free. He is coming to bring release. Burden bearers are being set free and released by the word and in the name of the Lord. The Lord would say that bondage breakers are arising and those blessing blockers are being removed. Even those which have been containing you and that have been refraining you from all the best that God has for you for generations, for years. The Lord, by his Spirit right now, the winds of the Spirit are blowing and he is bringing great change your way in Jesus' mighty name. I sense the Lord say, by the power of his word and the power of his Holy Spirit, key takeaways was given in an account of what windfalls are. Windfall profits, one example was, are a sudden and unexpected spike in earnings, often caused by a one-time event that is out of the norm. There you go. The suddenlies, the unexpectedlies of God are breaking through. And what is eternal, what is supernatural, is going to break through into our natural, and we're going to start living in the supernatural norm of God, supernatural supply. We're going to defy every lie of the enemy. It means a business that reaps windfall profits when there is a sudden industry-wide change. I sense the Lord saying through that, get ready for divine change. Change, change in Jesus' name, in nations, in your life, in your generations, in Jesus' name. And it also means a business that typically then uses these profits in part or in whatever ways to increase dividends, to buy back shares, to reinvest in the business for future growth or to reduce debt. The Lord would say that he is breaking debt, that stronghold off the neck of his children, so that you can breathe easy and you can go faithfully and freely into all that the Lord has for you. The Lord says this isn't for selfish gains, but it's for his glory and for his name's sake that the Lord is bringing release in these days. That's his kingdom windfalls, not as the world gives the windfalls, but way better. His spiritual, we're receiving his super into our natural today by the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Let the wind of your spirit blow and let your blessings fall on your children. As I said, and as I saw, just like Moses saw in his day with the quail, literally as that was blown into the camp of the Lord, those pilgrims who were camping out in God's presence, who have made kingdom living and kingdom loving, that fourth dimensional realm, not this world, their home. You've just felt like a pilgrim passing through. You felt like, I just don't fit in. I've been there. Oh, it's brought me to this place of complete release, of the wind of the Spirit blowing me into such places in the heights with the Lord that I want to take as many of the children of the Lord with me into his courts. The Lord says in his word that there's great joy in the courts of the Lord. Who will ascend the hill of the Lord? Those with clean hands and a pure heart. He's inviting us to that ascended life right now. What the Lord gave me in wrapping this up is that for those, just as I saw in the spirit, like a hurricane making landfall, blessings and breakthroughs and miracles and provision for the children of the Lord, and for the children of God's word, but it's going to be destruction for the people of this world, for nations that are turning from God. God is calling the nations back to him. He's calling us to our knees and he's calling us to return to him. Blessings and breakthroughs are building in the momentum. We're in the eye of the storm as children of the Lord, and we're being accelerated into God's ultimate destination, into his much more for us. It's not devastation for God's children, but it's a landfall of increased favour, blessing, influence and kingdom come. More than influence, it's impact we are going to make as God's wind fall makes land fall. It's for kingdom impact into the much more that the Lord is going to release through his church at this time. Favour, blessing, impact and kingdom come. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violent take it by force. It's hurricane season in the spirit. Right where you started and where your landing is going to be totally different. And everything is about to be made new. The suddenlies, you're going to be right where you're meant to be. Right timing, right people, right place for God's right purpose. He's making the wrong in your life right. Those who wronged you, the Lord is bringing his restitution and he's bringing his reward in Jesus' name. The Lord would say, fly high, little bird. You felt like you've had a broken wing, but you're being carried on the winds of my spirit and on the wings of my love. Soar eagle with me in the eye of the storm. All you need for the new will be uprooted and will be taken with you, carried on the wind of my spirit. But that which is not needful in the new, the Lord says, leave behind. It's time. Leave behind unforgiveness. Leave behind resentment. Leave behind offence. Leave behind doubt and fear. I said to my son just this week, one of my sons, that doubt comes and seeks to take us out. Doubt is the enemy of your destiny. We must be faith-filled people at this time, and we're going to enter into all that the Lord has in store for us. All you need for the new is in found in Christ, who goes with you and in the power of the Holy Spirit within you, all around you. And I sense the Lord would say, as you've been carried on the wind of my spirit, what looks like devastation is ultimately your elevation. It's into that higher life, into the spirit living. It's into living that elevated life. It's that fourth dimensional life seated with him. What looks like devastation is elevation. What is not useful for the new that I am bringing you into, you must leave behind and not look back. Look up and look only to me. Be free, for where the Holy Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's God's kingdom. There is dominion. We are called to have dominion over every problem, over every situation we face. It's under Christ's feet, therefore, because we are seated with him. The earth is his throne, the word of God tells us. The heavens are his throne. The earth is his footstool. So therefore, as we are co-seated with Christ in heavenly places, everything in this three-dimensional realm and in this world is under our feet too. The heavens are the Lord's. The earth is his footstool. Where are you going to be living from? Where are you going to be ruling and reigning from? In the spirit, through God's spirit within you. May the Lord today find a resting place on the throne of your spirit and the throne of your heart. Not a wrestling place, not a stressing place any longer, but complete peace. And may that peace flow through you, body, soul and spirit. Because what was lost in wrapping this up now in the Garden of Eden, that divine order that God created us in his likeness and in his image, because God ultimately is spirit. He created us as spirit, soul and body. So let me give you as the Lord has shown me and revealed to me. I am a spirit. I live in a body and I possess a soul. Your soul is your mind, your will and your emotions. You are not to allow that realm to dominate you any longer. The flesh realm, the body, to with all of its desires and cravings, dominate any longer, but God wants to reorder things as he's bringing his order back into the chaos of the fall, where literally we fell, where that tumble had a complete knock on who we are. Know who you are through Christ today, that you are a spirit. You live in a body and you possess your soul. You possess your mind. You have the mind of Christ. You possess your will and emotions. God's given you free will that you will serve the purposes of God in this, your generation, through the power of the Holy Spirit released through you. And then you're going to know the resurrected and you're going to live the ascended life with Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit within you, that your very mortal body will be electrified, will be made new, that he will quicken, the scriptures tell us, your mortal body. That's the ultimate life of the spirit. That's the fourth dimensional living that the Lord is inviting us to by his spirit right now, in Jesus' mighty name. One thing I heard from the Spirit of the Lord through the night, and I actually put it down exactly as I received it, was there will be a performance of those things spoken by the Lord. I looked up, I thought, is there something scriptural with that? I love everything to be backed up with scripture. And in Luke 1:45, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. In the Passion Translation, great favour rests upon you, for you have believed every word spoken to you from the Lord. God's promises, there are 7,000 promises in the Word of God. All of God's promises for his children are yes and amen. God would say to you, his word is your legal authoritative right for your life. It's why it's called the law of the Lord. Let's rise up in the full force of fourth dimensional living. May the fourth be with you, hey? May the force of the Holy Spirit and all that Christ has for us to receive and to achieve in these days be with us for the glory of his name. Great favour rests upon you, for you have believed every word spoken to you from the Lord. Let your favour speak now. Lord, let your hurricane of favour be released now. It's been building. Can you see it? Can you sense it, children of God, in the spirit? It's been getting bigger and bigger, greater and greater. And it's about to make landfall, and great will be the impact, the destruction to evil and all of the evil works and strategies of darkness, and the blessing on God's children of light, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Whoa, Father, we receive your word today. Oh Lord, it hasn't been released with professionalism, with worldly excellence. It's been released with the tears in my spirit that you only know, Lord. Oh Lord, it's been released your word, your ways, and I pray that it will produce your fruitfulness and your works and your wonders in the life of every hearer and every receiver today, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Get ready, for that windfall is about to make landfall, and great is the blessing of the Lord, the victories of the Lord, the miracles of the Lord, the breakthroughs of the Lord that are landing in the laps of the children of the Lord by the word of the Lord today, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.